Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the dreary Chicago suburbs. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is continuing its pledge drive. Just donate $100 and receive an RBN t-shirt and an RBN mug or 25 copper Republic of Texas rounds. To make a donation, just call 800-724-2719. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com, where you will see the names of all the guests as well as links to their websites. Just visit the website and click on the radio schedule button. Please also visit SpingolaSpeaks.info or SpingolaSpeaks.wordpress.com, a site that one of our very wonderful, talented listeners created. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. I just want to share part of an email that our guest wrote to me a couple of days ago. She said, in the CCHR documentaries, The Marketing of Madness and Making a Killing, there are interviews with former farmer reps and marketing employees who talk about some of these tactics and the creation of new markets with the You're Sick and You Didn't Know It ads on TV. And she was referring to the book Side Effects Death. My biggest concern also is the concerted and successful drive to extend the pharma market reach to younger and younger children. The school mental health screening tests are nothing but a dangerous intrusion and tool to create new consumers. On Capitol Hill right now, there is the Mental Health First Aid Act, an extremely dangerous bill that is gaining new co-sponsors every week. It is the boldest and most far-reaching move by the pharmaceutical industry ever. It would use taxpayers' money to fund the training of what amounts to a sales force for the pharmaceutical industry. My guest today is Dr. Linda Loggeman. She is a commissioner on the Citizens Commission on Human Rights, also an associate clinical professor at the University of California at San Francisco, and a licensed clinical psychologist who recently closed her practice to devote herself full-time to addressing the very serious issues in the mental health field. Her website is Dr. Loggeman, that's LAGEMANN.com. Another website is DSMcontroversy.com. And, of course, the CCHR.org and the CCHRINT.org. Welcome to the program, Dr. Loggeman.
Thank you very much.
It's such a wonderful delight to have you back on the program. you've shared so much information, and it's just you just kind of wonder where all this is going, and
oh,
you've certainly, yeah, this bill in Congress, that's why I shared it. I want people to know about this.
I know. It's very, very concerning. You know, the statistics that we've talked about a bit before of the rise in psychiatric drugging of younger and younger children is extremely alarming because of the developing brains and what it's doing to them. You know, the antipsychotic drugs, which many of these children are being put on, shrink brain tissue. There was a study done. It was the largest data set of brain imaging that tracked specifically with dose specific. And the more antipsychotic that was prescribed, like Abilify is one of the common ones now that's being given to children, the more brain shrinkage there was in the tissue. And this is, you know, Abilify is one of the most dangerous ones, and it's being marketed so benignly. You know, the TV commercials for that say, and the print ads say, if your antidepressant is not working, and that what a normal person would do if you were given that sentence and fill in the blank, if your antidepressant is not working, maybe the answer would be stop using it.
Right.
But instead, what the commercial says, if your antidepressant is not working, add Abilify. And
yes.
What they don't tell people, it's a very great marketing and a good-sounding name. Abilify makes it sound like you're getting abilities. You know, it should be called
right.
Debilify. You know, but
right.
but subliminally, it sounds like it's an increase, Abilify. But what people are not told is that's an antipsychotic. Antipsychotics are the most powerful psychiatric drugs, the most powerful mind-altering drugs, and were originally intended, the antipsychotics, for people hearing voices, talking to themselves, things like that. And now it is an extremely common, what is euphemistically called add-on to antidepressants is one, and then now it's also being used. These drugs are being used for everything. It's also being used for ADHD now. But the marketing to younger and younger children right now, again, we did talk about some of these statistics, but I don't think I put this in this perspective before when we talked. In terms of ADHD drugs, which are Schedule II controlled substances in the same category as morphine and cocaine, highly addictive, 1 in 120 children 5 years old and under are currently on one in America. 1 in 120. That's extreme.
Oh, indeed.
And then anti-anxiety drugs like Valium and Xanax, like who would think of these for a child? But again, it's actually even higher. 1 in 31 children from birth to age 5 are on an anti-anxiety drug currently. So every 20 seconds right now, back to antidepressants, every 20 seconds a child in the United States takes an antidepressant. And these are, so I know it's so hard to actually believe this. And I think for a lot of people, it's very hard to confront this level of evil, that this could be being done, that there's, even at its best, it's just done for money. But you do have to start wondering what's really going on here with the increase in drugging of just the population, the children, which we can talk more about, and then, you know, the other thing is now the military, how much drugging is going on in the military. But,
which is amazing. This
yeah,
is just amazing.
Yeah.
And it mentions on the website, too, that these aren't people that are seeing combat. These aren't,
oh, yeah.
aren't necessarily people who've even been deployed.
Right, right. True. And, you know, I'll give you something to put this in perspective. It's going to grab the listeners, I hope, and I hope they take this in and listen to what these words actually are saying. Statistically, our military personnel are less likely to be shot by the enemy than they are to be killed by a psychiatric drug. It is literally now, because of the massive psych drugging, it is literally the battlefield is safer than the psychiatrist's office. these drugs, there's been, United States Secretary of Defense has called it an epidemic of suicides in the military. There's been an incredible rise in violence and actually violent crimes and domestic abuse has gone up. We don't have it in front of me right now. It's 30%. And child abuse has gone up 43% since the massive increase in psych drugging.
My goodness.
We got a lot to cover on this. I want to go back to the Mental Health First Aid Act that you started with because it's extremely important.
All righty. We've got to go to a 3-minute break. Sure. We'll be right back and we'll do that on the other side of the break.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Dr. Linda Loggeman, and she is, her websites are drloggeman.com and dsmcontroversy.com and cchr.org and cchrint.org. All righty, let's talk a bit about that bill.
Yes, I'm really glad you brought it up. So the bill is, it's called the Mental Health First Act, actually, and it is a... it provides for grants for mental health first aid training, is what it's called. And I'm holding the bill actually in my hand right now. It in its entirety, it is 2 pages long, so you can tell it's a very broad bill. And what it calls for, it actually already has authorized appropriations of $20 million for fiscal year 2014, and then some as may be necessary for the fiscal years 2015 and 2016. But it is the entire thing. I can tell you what it's composed of, and you can, as I said, it's only 2 pages long, so it's very simple. The entire thing basically amounts to a referral program for the psychiatric pharmaceutical industry. It is taxpayer dollars, $20 million, to train essentially like an army of sales reps to refer to the psychiatric system. The whole thing, it's got a broad list of who's to be trained, so it's money to train emergency service personnel like first responders, police, law enforcement personnel, teachers, human resources professionals, nurses, and this is a key one, students enrolled in elementary school, students enrolled in secondary school or an institution of higher education. So these are the people. This is one whole paragraph of it, is who's to be trained. And the objectives of the training are to de-escalate a crisis, okay, and to recognize signs and symptoms, early signs and symptoms of mental illness. And then the key part is to refer to mental health services people that are in the early stages of developing a mental disorder, and this is supposedly to avoid more costly subsequent behavioral health care and enhance the effectiveness of mental health services.
In the processes of developing early
exactly,
stages.
Exactly, which is impossible.
Of course it's
not
impossible.
Identifiable. And a bulk of the training is on, like, all of the local mental health services. So where do you refer people to? Where are the clinics? Where's the – so it's – like I said, I mean, really, it's training a sales force, a referral, you know, base for the pharmaceutical industry. And once a child, like if we take the school kids, once a child sees a psychiatrist, it's something like – oh, 91%. So this is per the Journal of American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. So 91% of children seeing a psychiatrist will come out with a prescription.
Oh, my goodness.
So it is literally, this is just, it's a funnel to the pharmaceutical industry. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But here's the thing. It's like, I mean, one thing is to try to look at this and say, okay, how did we get here? I mean, one, it's just crazy. It's crazy to think that, I mean, you can't even really define these, you know, quote, mental disorders, and there are no tests for them or anything. And so now you're going to train the experts, the supposed experts can't even agree on diagnoses of any of these. Now you're going to, like, train, you know, children and all kinds of lay people to spot the early signs and send them to a psychiatrist. So how did we get here? You know, something like this, mental health, that sounds good. First aid, that sounds good. You know, most people are going to endorse that. And I do want to see, like, how, like, literally this bill, it's on Capitol Hill now, which I said in the email to you, and it is gaining new co-sponsors every week. How's that happening?
You know, must be all those campaign contributions from the pharmaceutical industry.
For sure. And then even, so there's definitely that goes on. There are thousands of lobbyists for the pharmaceutical industry on Capitol Hill. They've got tremendous, tremendous power, and they are really in bed a lot with many people there. But there are people that are endorsing it that are well-intentioned, probably. Like I said, mental health sounds good, first aid sounds good.
Sure.
And what happens is when – how this came about is when we have one of these tragic, violent episodes, like either a kid commits suicide in school or a school shooting, which we're having mm-hmm. more and more of, when we have one of these, there's an urge to address it naturally. It's tragic.
Oh,
and
people
say,
sure.
Oh, my goodness, we don't want this to happen again. And this gets exploited – by the psychopharmaceutical industry, and they come sweeping in and say, you know what we need? More money for mental health services.
Ah.
So, and this gets played out tragically over and over again. And, you know, when there's, let's say, a school shooting, or the Navy Yard shooting, or the Sandy Hook shooting, all these, you know, bizarre mass shootings. And each time, you know, people, the media asks the question, you know, why? Oh, is it guns? Is it, you know, and guns, whatever somebody's view is on gun control, this issue is not about gun control, you know, the shootings that happened. Guns have been around since our founding, and they're probably more accessible, you know, like in the house. We have more gun control laws now than ever. It's not the issue that, you know, yes, each of these shooters had a gun. The other thing that is also true, that each of these shooters was on or in the withdrawal phase of a psychiatric drug that is known to cause violence. So every time that the toxicology has been revealed, I think Sandy Hook, they still have not released the toxicology, but everyone that is released, they're on a psychiatric drug or in the withdrawal of a psychiatric drug. And those are, you know, known condition to cause the violence.
So now, didn't Abel Child did a they appealed, or they hired a lawyer, and they did what we ordinarily think of as a Freedom of Information Act, and the Connecticut attorney general, or it wasn't the attorney general, but the office medical examiner refused to obey that. That appeal. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. Like, who's hiding what? Why would you not reveal this? Who's hiding what? As the evidence keeps mounting that each of these killings has been linked to a psychiatric drug that causes bizarre violence. So instead what happens is we get things like the Mental Health First Aid Act, or we get the teen screen that, you know, where there's various programs like that where they want to, like, go into the schools with a questionnaire that's been written by a psychiatrist who has been paid by the pharmaceutical industry, and they give all these kids, you know, a screening test, and then they test positive for, you know, being suicidal or something, and then they whisk them off, or they get them to a psychiatrist, they get them on drugs. So
how much do you think this is worth to the pharmaceutical industry and their exploitation of these shootings?
Oh, how much is it worth? I don't know in dollars, but it's just, it's phenomenal.
Billions,
because it's
billions.
Very compelling. It's brilliant. And it, well, it's brilliant and it's billions. Because it's very compelling, and people do want an answer. And so they do latch on to this and say, oh, yeah, if only we had given them more help. If only they had been on two psychiatric drugs and there were four instead of the three they were on. It's amazing spin and marketing that an industry that has not cured anybody and has known and documented suicide and violent side effects can yet sell more drugs on top of that.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Alrighty, we are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Linda Loggeman. Her websites are drloggeman.com and dsmcontroversy.com, cchr.org, and cchrint.org. And somebody in the chat room said, and I think it's really true, said, "American parents are just flat-out stupid. The schools tell them that their kids need drugs, and the parents say okay, and they make sure the kid swallows his dope every morning."
Yeah.
He's right.
Yeah, well, you know, I think parents are well-meaning. The problem is people, by and large, believe the, quote, experts. They believe that this is the way to help their child. Now, the problem that they don't know, these experts don't know at all. This is all marketing. It's all false, even to the doctors who are prescribing it. You know, 80% of psychiatric drugs are prescribed by primary care docs. And they are trained by the psychiatrist who comes in and gives them, like, an expert kind of training. But that psychiatrist, what they don't know, is paid by a drug company to push their drug. But I think most of the teachers and doctors and parents believe that it will help. They don't have the information, which is part of why I am dedicating myself now to getting the information out there, and others like-minded are trying to do the same thing. It's a very dangerous situation right now. We've got you know, 20% of high school boys are diagnosed ADHD. We are drugging a generation. I mean, everybody, but the children is the one that it just concerns me so much of what the impact is going to be years from now and even what it is now. I mean, we have children that are disabled by the psych drugs. So the biggest thing is that people believe this chemical imbalance theory. And I want to read you a couple quotes because that has been the most successful marketing ever of framing people's struggles and problems and saying it's a chemical imbalance. There's one, this is, so first, just to show that there is no chemical imbalance, this is, let's see, Mark Graff, he's chair of public affairs of the American Psychiatric Association, and he said that the chemical imbalance theory is, quote, probably drug industry derived, which it absolutely is, but that's what he's saying. And when he was kind of pressured, under, you know, kind of some media pressure to, he admitted that there is no clean-cut lab test to determine a chemical imbalance in the brain, which we know that it isn't. You know, with diabetes, there's a definitive test. You have an imbalance in the blood sugar, and that can be measured, and you get insulin, you can get retested, and you can see that it's now in the normal range. There is absolutely no such thing for any. There's nothing biochemical about any psychiatric diagnosis. And this associate professor at Western University of Health Sciences, Jonathan Leo, he says, if a psychiatrist says you have a shortage of a chemical, ask for a blood test and watch the psychiatrist's reaction. The number of people who believe that scientists have proven that depressed people have low serotonin is a glorious testament to the power of marketing. And it is, because most, literally, like if you asked anybody what causes depression, what causes bipolar disorder, all these, they would say, oh, it's chemical imbalance in the brain. And believe that to be a fact, because it's been repeated so many times in TV commercials. But it's just factually not true. And meanwhile, you are putting chemicals in the brain that are causing chemical imbalances. Just taking the case of depression, again, I just want people to know this because so many people believe that these things, the drugs help and that they're fixing a chemical imbalance. Depression, we have a major problem of depression with people now. Before the antidepressants, so National Institute of Mental Health, I don't know if his role, Jonathan Cole, I think he must have been the chair then of the, but he wrote in 1964 that, quote, depression is, on the whole, one of the psychiatric conditions with the best prognosis for recovery with or without treatment. So with or without treatment, depression is going to get better. This is how it used to be. And people thought the antidepressants would shorten the time to recovery. And what they found, they didn't think they were going to stop depression because they said it's going to, depression, again, quoting the head of the depression section of NIMH in 1974, he said that most depressive episodes will run their course and terminate with virtually complete recovery without specific intervention. So these are the head of the depression, you know, section of the NIMH, 60s and 70s, we knew, you know, the mental health field knew, depression goes away by itself. You don't have to do anything. But then antidepressants came along and they were advertising saying, oh, we can shorten the course of it. That'll help people. They'll be, you know, they'll still get better, but it'll shorten it. And what they started seeing systematically, once the people were being treated with antidepressants, certain psychiatrists started noticing that it was becoming a chronic problem. The antidepressants create chronic depression. They create relapse. People can't get off them.
Everybody gets depressed once in a while.
That's right.
I mean, it's part of being human.
Totally normal. And that's one of the other things. In the 80s, with the changes in the diagnostic and statistical manual, the language that was used, they changed and lowered the threshold for, which they've done again in the most recent one. But in the 80s, the first level of lowering the threshold of what qualified for a diagnosis of clinical depression, they included feeling sad or down in the dumps. for 2 weeks. So feeling sad or down in the dumps for 2 weeks is not clinical depression. Feeling sad or down in the dumps for 2 weeks happens to anybody in the course of their life. But once you now say those symptoms that are common to most people qualify as major depression, then you're putting them on a psych drug, and that's where we are now, where we have... Now people believe they've lost perspective of what we knew in the field in the 60s and 70s. We knew that depression was an episodic thing. Somebody would have it, and they'd get over it, and they would not likely be depressed again. Now, the common wisdom, again, if you asked most people, they would think depression is a recurrent lifelong problem, that there are just depressed people, and they need to be on antidepressants. That is marketing, and that is the creation of a chronic illness that did not used to exist. So the pharmaceutical industry is creating purposefully, and that's getting back to the book you mentioned, Side Effects, that you and I are reading, or you may have finished it. I'm in the midst of reading it. But,
it's a fabulous book.
It's fabulous. But one of the things that book and the CCHR documentaries that have interviewed the marketers and sales reps for the pharmaceutical industry, the pharmaceutical industry is for profit. It is intending, its goal is to create lifelong customers. And so that's one. It wants to create lifelong customers. That's how its profits have soared. It wants to capture new markets. That's why it's going to younger and younger children. It wants to create new markets. That's why the ads tell you to think differently about your everyday struggles and reframe them as a mental illness that then they have a pill for.
When you were on the program before and you were talking about children under the age of one being prescribed these psychotic drugs, antipsychotic drugs, by their pediatricians, that is just mind-boggling that any mother would allow that, or that any doctor would even consider that. Oh, it's just a crime.
It is a crime. And this, I'm sympathetic to the person who wrote in to you and said that the parents are stupid. I can't imagine giving my child an aspirin, a baby like that age,
Right.
But yes, right now, 280,000 babies under 12 months, so zero birth to 12 months old, 280,000 are prescribed mind-altering drugs in the U.S.
Oh, my gosh. 280,000 under the age of 12 months.
That's right. Yeah, and this is despite there being... almost 300, it's under that, but drug regulatory agency warnings that cite dangerous life-threatening side effects of these psychiatric drugs. So how, this is again, I think, where it's just hard to confront the, in the corruption at a minimum, but also the evil that's going on here, the destruction of people.
It is evil. All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Dr. Linda Lagerman. She is a commissioner on the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. She is an associate clinical professor at the University of California at San Francisco and a licensed clinical psychologist who recently closed her practice to devote herself full-time to addressing the very, very serious issues in the mental health field. Her websites are drlagerman.com, DScontroversy.com, CCHR.org, CCHRINT.org. Now, all of those aren't her personal websites, but these are the ones that she, that have all this information, that have documentary films that you can watch. There's so much information at these websites. Just, oh, and you need to share them with your friends and family. All right. Let's pick up from where we left off.
Well, one of the things... Oh, were you going to say something?
No, go ahead.
Oh, I just want to kind of give a little more information about the, you know, what happens with the psychiatric drugs and the damage that is done, you know, the imbalance, let's say, with the antidepressants that is created.
Mm-hmm.
So, because what you're doing, I mean, there's an article in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry. This is from 2003. I mean, there's lots of, I mean, there's so much documentation of this that does not get into the media because the major media is making so much money from the pharmaceutical ads that they're not gonna publish this stuff, get it public.
Of course.
But you know, for a decade at least, more, that people have been writing in journals that the antidepressants are causing problems. And basically a lot of fancy language to it, but this one article describes the mechanism, and it's essentially saying that, you know, when you put the antidepressant in there, you're disturbing the neurotransmitter activity. You know, there's the regular normal brain chemistry. And so the brain tries to adapt and compensate for that, of course. And so it stops producing some of the chemicals that it was producing naturally. And then when you stop the drug, you do have an imbalance. Now you're not naturally producing what you used to. You've just created a chemical imbalance that,
right,
you know, is hard to have your body, you know, kick in again and start producing what it needs to. And that's why, you know, it's very important. I just also want people to know, if they're on a psychiatric drug, which one in five Americans is, so probably many listeners are, but if somebody's on a psychiatric drug, it's very important to talk to the doc to get a correct kind of taper if you're wanting to go off of that. And there's a great book by a psychiatrist, Dr. Peter Bragan. The book is called Psychiatric Drug Withdrawal, and the subtitle is A Guide for Prescribers, Therapists, Patients, and Their Families. And it is all about, you know, how to kind of taper off and so that we're we can get prevent the disability that's been caused by the drugs.
Now let's talk about this film. Before we go to the top of the hour break, this new film has come out, and can you tell us just a bit about it?
Did you say the new film, The Hidden Enemy, the new CCHR film?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is this is the latest in a string of award-winning documentaries that Citizens Commission on Human Rights has put out. This one hasn't won any awards yet, but it was just released. I'm sure it will.
Sure.
So it is a well-researched documentary on the use of, basically on psychiatry's introduction into the military and use of soldiers and experimenting on them, and starting from like the 50s. And I think some people have heard about the experiments that were done in the 50s and 70s, somewhere in there, with LSD. Unknown to the troops, their LSD was put in their water. I think some people know about that. Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I've just been so immersed in this stuff. I think that that people know. But yeah, that was done in the U.S. and in the U.K.
Well, I'm sure that they have this group of people. I mean, and they get they're under their control. They're under the government's control,
right,
so they can do anything they want. What soldier is going to say, I'm opting out, I don't want these shots, or I don't want this, or I don't want that.
That's
not going to happen.
Yeah, and that's right. And that's what's really unfortunate. These, our military are people who are giving their, you know, their lives for our freedoms, and they are trained to follow orders. They do not question them, and it is being exploited. There's actually a back when this was first started, this is covered in the documentary when it gets into the history of this. 1940, Brigadier General J.R. Reese, who's a psychiatrist, was addressing the annual meeting. It was the National Council of Mental Hygiene, it was called at the time, with a strategic plan for psychiatry to permeate, this is a quote, to permeate every educational activity in our national life. And he moved on to saying, I'm going to give a quote from him. This is, again, it's covered in the documentary. And it just shows how our military troops now are being used as guinea pigs. But he says, quote, "The Army and other fighting services form rather unique experimental groups since they are complete communities, and it is possible to arrange experiments in a way that would be very difficult in civilian life."
Wow.
So they were specifically targeted to do experiments, and they've done a lot of experiments, and some, horrible, like kind of that amount to torture, over the years. And again, this is covered in the documentary. And then moving up to, more present time, where it's this link with the pharmaceutical industry, and the it used to be that to be in the military, you could not be taking a psychiatric drug while you're in the military. That used to be the policy. You can't be on a psychiatric drug. You can't be taking one while you're in the military, which totally makes sense. They're mind-altering drugs. They affect your judgment and your impulses and all kinds of things.
Of course, now, and they have guns. Yeah. They have guns in their hands.
Exactly right. It totally makes sense. It's common sense. Now we have the insane situation where soldiers are sent out with a bag of psych drugs unregulated. Some are just given a bag of psych drugs, 6 months' supply of a bunch of psych drugs, and pack it up in your duffel bag and be on your way. So the increase in the amount of prescriptions from 2005 to 2011, the Department of Defense increased almost sevenfold. It was by 682% increase in the prescriptions of psychiatric drugs to our military personnel. Completely insane. In the last 10 years, the U.S. government has spent $4.5 billion in the last 10 years, $4.5 billion just on psychiatric drugging of our soldiers and veterans. So with this, now, with that drugging, we know that the psychiatric drugs are unpredictable. They have different people have different reactions to them. Some of the effects of them are to create a depersonalized feeling, you know, where you don't feel real or connected in the world.
Sure.
To create a numbness, aggression, anxiety, anger, violence, and suicide. These are all some of the effects of the psych drugs. And the statistics to, you know, as they play out, coincident with this massive increase in the drugging of our military, that's when I was starting to give you some of that. The violent sex crime and domestic abuse in the military went up 30%, and child abuse went up 43%. So this is not only, like, our military personnel, are we drugging them, and I'll get to the effects on them more directly, but affecting the family, the children, the whole community. But the suicides is a horrible one, and that's, again, it's a warning label. It's on the side effects of the antidepressants is suicide. And there's been an increase to the point now where we have 23 soldiers or veterans are committing suicide every day.
Unbelievable. All righty. We are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour, and we'll talk about this.